Are we on? Are we going somewhere far? Somewhere far? Somewhere far? Okay. Alright, so I'm back. It's Ty. And the All Seeing Ty podcast once again. So this is a new season. The last season was more like a pilot season, not a pilot episode. It was just a trial to see how things go. And yeah, I'm just experimenting now. I never really know what I'm about to talk about, but hey, let's just jump straight into it, you know. I always do these late at night. I had some project to do for my class a few hours ago. I'm kind of tired, I'm not going to lie to you. The semester's almost over, like in a month, maybe. But yeah, anyways, let's get into it. So, I was having this thought in my head, right? I was watching this Abba and Preach video on YouTube. They were talking about if guys and girls can be friends. And for me, I just say no, you know. I simply say no. But I reconsidered things. And I still say no for the most part. But let me tell you what the situation was. So one of the guys on the video, it was Preach, right? He was saying how he has majority of female friends, and he's a married man as well, and he said the reason why is because he grew up with a lot of women, you know, and that's just what he's always been surrounded by. So it's like no different with him as an adult. I was like, okay, that's cool. I mean, everybody's different at the end of the day, you know. For me, in my experiences, I would say that it's I don't think that a male to female dynamic friendship works, you know. Like, I feel like the only way that type of friendship works is if the girl treats you like you're one of her girlfriends and you're okay with that. Because I feel like you know, for me I'm not with it, okay? I'm not with it. So I think that the only way it can actually work is if you know, a guy and a girl, like, they have to be, like, completely unattracted to each other. Like, they can't find neither one attractive. I feel like that's the only way that it works. And, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking about this because I was challenged. I had other, you know, I was looking at the comment section and I wanted to really challenge my own belief just to make sure that, you know, I'm not being closed-minded. So, I came up with an analogy, right? And hopefully y'all can understand it. It might be a little bit complex, but here it is, all right? So, let's say that, you know, let's think of your least favorite food, right? I'll just say chopped liver. I guess that's a real food. It's a cliche, but, you know, whatever. Or it's a figure of speech, whatever you want to call it. So let's say you have chopped liver, right? You have chopped liver and you put it next to you, right? Chopped liver is always next to you. So, you know, most of the time you're going to have your food of choice. It'll never be chopped liver, right? Because you hate chopped liver. But you like food, right? Everybody likes food, but you don't like every single kind of food, right? And you think you are completely against chopped liver, like you're never even thinking about chopped liver, right? So let's say that you're eating foods of choice that are good. Chopped liver's still over there, right? It's still there, and whatever. But time goes on, you know. Things change, your taste buds change, things that you like changes over time, and also you never know what situation you're gonna be in. Let's say that you like. There's not much food around anymore, but chopped liver's still over there. Chopped liver's never left your side. Chopped liver has always been accessible for you. So you're like on a 3-day fast, not intentionally. This just 'cause you're starving and you in a bad situation. So, you're like, you never thought about having chopped liver, but chopped liver is still there, and that's like your best option right now. You'll be like, you know what? I might just try chopped liver right now. I don't love it, okay? I don't love it. I'm not a big fan of chopped liver, but I'm hungry, so I'm gonna try it out. You feel me? What can I lose? That's how I see it as, when it comes to the female to male dynamic and being friends. Basically what I'm getting at is that, that you can't ignore the male to female dynamic. There's gonna be a masculine and a feminine energy no matter what. Even if you're not sexually attracted to each other, it's always going to be there. It's nothing, it's not something that you can just ignore. And yeah, I mean, a friendship is something where, two people actually, I probably should have defined this earlier, but a friendship is something that two people are on agreement with. It's both sides are like, hey, this, I like us being friends. It's not a one-sided thing. It's both sides like, hey, I like where we're at right now. We have good conversation. We're able to talk about deep and, deep and valuable subjects. We're able to have real conversations. I can tell you about my feelings. You can tell me about yours. I'm there for your highs and your lows, And I think for the most part, guys and girls aren't usually like that. I think most of the time, it's females who are saying, yeah, they can have guy friends. But when you ask them, do you think your guy friend would take the opportunity to have intercourse with you, right? That guy will probably smash. If he had the chance, if he had the opportunity, if you really show interest in him, he'd be like, oh my God, about time. Because most guys are in the friend zone. They're not being friends, they're friend zone. They're settling for less. 'Cause somebody, eventually, I feel like somebody is definitely going to catch feelings, Just like I gave the chopped liver food analogy, things change over time. Your situation changes over time. And, for you to say that it's never gonna happen, it's just not realistic in my opinion. Because if you're attracted to, I'm not attracted to all females, but I'm attracted to females, which means that females that I like at one point, that'll change. Like 5 years from now, I'll probably have a different taste than those that I like, So it's not something that's able to be predicted, but it's always a possibility. Yeah, a friend being friend zone is basically when you when one person in the friendship is settling for less and they want more, It like I feel like it's a friendship only works when it's like I said, both the male or both parties in the friendship are like, yeah, this is cool. Like me and my homies, I'm not gonna be like, I want more out of this. No, bro, we're cool. Like, and if anything, we can only go to best friends, but it's not like anything changes. Nothing really changes. But when it's a male to female dynamic, there's always that potential that one person wants a little bit more out of the situation. It could be the guy. The guy wants sex, or he wants a relationship, and the girl's like, nah, I just like talking to you. I just like going places with you. I just like, I just like the attention you give me, or whatever. And it can also happen to a female. She can get friend zone as well. Like let's say a guy is, he's like, hey, girl, you cool, but I just like what we're doing right now. Friend zoning a female will usually be like a guy liking a girl just for intercourse, but nothing more, nothing less. Because it's all about what the person values. Usually, females or women or girls, whatever, however you want to say it. I just use females and males because I guess I'm more, I guess, scientific with the way I pronounce things. Whatever. Anyways, females, right? They usually like, when it comes to the male to female dynamic, they usually like attention or conversation, comfort. Those are things that they value a lot. And for guys, everybody knows guys just want to smash. Guys want to smash. Guys aren't really into running their mouth too much. They're pretty forward with things. That's just our nature. Whether you like it or not, it is what it is. But yeah, that's usually what the person wants out of a friendship with the opposite sex. You know, like a female's going to want that comfort level, the guy that she can talk to, she can complain to, cry about things, tell things that she's excited about, whatever's going on in her life. You know, she wants to talk about it because that's just comforting for her. For guys, usually he doesn't do that with the girl unless that's his girl, you know. Unless they've built some type of true emotional connection. But most of the time, dudes are just like, hey, I like to smash. You know, that's what I'm here for. That's what I enjoy. And yeah. Guys will usually friend zone a girl when he just wants sex and she wants more than that. The girl in this, when the guy friend zones the girl, the guy wants sex and the girl usually wants more than that. She wants a relationship. She's like, oh, I like having sex, cause who doesn't? But I kind of want more out of it. And he's like, nah, you can stay there. We can keep on doing what we're doing. And then the girl friend zoning the guy, he's like, oh, I kind of wanna, you know, I kind of want to sleep with you, or I kind of want to have a relationship with you. And the girl's like, nah, I like smashing other guys. You're not really the guy that I'm into like that. But we can keep on talking. We can keep on having conversations. We have great conversations. We have great talks. So yeah, I don't know. I felt like I was all over the place. A lot of these new podcasts are probably going to be all over the place just because I'm thinking out loud in these. I'm just experimenting, seeing how you guys, feel about these, if you like it or whatever. There's no way to really let me know, I don't think. Unless you find me on YouTube, you know. My YouTube at All Seeing Ty. You can let me know in my comment section or something. And that'll let me know, you know. I don't know where you're listening to this. You might be listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. But in conclusion, I don't think I'm done yet. No, we're not done yet, cause I need to make sure that you guys understand me, cause I'd be all over the place. So the reason why I believe that you can only be friends with someone if you're unattracted to them is because there's always the potential that there's always that potential that you could be sexually attracted to that other person, and that'll mess up the dynamic of the relationship. I don't think that you can be friends with someone. I don't think that anybody should suppress their feelings just for the sake of the quote unquote friendship, you know. If you're a girl and you want more with a guy, but he doesn't leave, you know. If you're a guy and you want more out of a girl, but she doesn't leave because it's not worth it, you know, it's not worth it to stay with somebody who doesn't want the same thing out of the relationship as you do, you know. But when you add is you can't really ignore the male to female, masculine to feminine, you know, energy balance. You know, it's always going to be there, unless you know you're a homosexual. Nothing wrong with that, do you? But other than that, it's really hard to be friends with someone that like one person finds. If one person finds the other attractive, it's like almost wraps. I'm gonna be real with you, cause I don't think that you can find somebody. I don't think that anybody is able to find the other attractive and be like, yeah, we're just friends. Cause I really truly believe that somebody would eventually want something out of the other. you know, because you never know what the future holds. That's my argument. That's the reason why, because you never know. The fact that I'm attracted to females, not all of them, but I'm attracted to the female species, you know. I could say that I have a female friend, but and she'd be unattractive, but you know, for me, maybe time passes and, you know, one day she dress up a certain way, and I'm like, dang, okay, well, I ain't see you like that before, but good golly, you know, you looking different today, and that just changes everything. All it takes is one moment, one special moment, one special night, or one little small change. It doesn't take much to change the whole dynamic. But when it comes to, like, my homies, like, I don't give a fuck what kind of outfit they try to put on, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm a compliment my homie, like, hey, bro, you looking fresh in that outfit. But it's not like, oh, bro, you made me see you do. No, man. Like, I'm not attracted to males, so it's not gonna be like that. Like, I'm not ever going to consider anything more than being homies with my homies, you know, being homies with my homies. That was, I don't know. But yeah, it's different when it comes to the female to male dynamic. But I guess you can say, whether you agree or disagree, it's just different, honestly. If you would be friends with the female, it would just be different. My history with being quote unquote friends with females is, you know, either they were attracted to me at some point or I was attracted to them. Most of the time, I would say in my teenage years, I got friend zoned a lot, so that wasn't really, you know, I was attracted to them, but they, you know, I didn't have much game, so they were like, you can be my friend though. I can run my damn mouth to you and you can listen and that'll be cool. And I was like, yeah, okay, because I was settling for less. I mean, I love listening to people, but at the same time, you know, I'm not gonna settle for less, because my history in general, like, I've noticed that if I tried to be friends with a female, she doesn't respect me as much, you know. She doesn't respect me as a man. She must forget that I have balls in between my legs. She treats me like how she would treat her girlfriends, and I don't, for me personally, that's not acceptable. You know, you're not gonna call me girl, hey girl, you know, whatever. You're not gonna treat me like that, and you're not gonna talk to me about another dude, because I just don't like that. I don't like when girls talk to me about another dude, because I feel like, for me, that's disrespectful, you know. And sometimes they just, it seems like they forget that I'm a dude, you know. I just don't get the right amount of respect when when I've tried to be friends with a female. What other things happen with my experience, whether I was friend zone or I really thought it was like a friendship, even when she was attracted to me, I feel like it's always something there, you know. Like, it, if I'm friends with a female, whether I'm not attracted to her but she's attracted to me, or I'm attracted to her but she's not attracted to me, no matter what, I get a lot of shit tests, a lot of testy smart remarks thrown at my way, or just blatant disrespect. You know, it just doesn't work, in my opinion. Not for me. But everybody has certain requirements when it comes to things. Everybody has their own tipping point and things that they consider disrespect or respect. For me, I don't like girls talking to me about another guy unless I ask, you know. But don't tell me about, you know, it's rare that I'll be okay with that. Like, I have to be unattracted to you, but at that point, like, when that's happened, when I was in a friendship with the girl and she's talking to me about another guy, I didn't care because I wasn't attracted to her, but she was attracted to me. And at the time, I was oblivious, but whatever, you know. But a lot of the time, I don't know, they're just really testy. There's a level of respect that isn't there. When you guys are friends versus if you are, if you guys are together. Because at that point, there's boundaries. There's, I guess, I don't know. I feel like if you're friends with a girl, she's going to disrespect you to some extent. She's going to talk about you to your face. Or I think that it's really easy for you to get embarrassed if you're a guy friends with a girl. She can embarrass you pretty easily, and she's not going to make you look good when it comes to you talking to other girls. You know, it's very easy for you to get embarrassed if you call yourself being friends with a girl. For me, I think that it's not really worth it. Cause there's a high chance that I could be sexually attracted with a female friend of mine some point down the line. Unless it's like, you know, it's gotta be like a real, like, lesbian stud that could really pass as a dude. And even then, it might be like a rough night one day, and then, nah. But you know, my point is for me personally, that's all I'm gonna say. For me personally, I don't think it's for me. I don't think it's much that I've gained from trying to do that. I feel like it's just most of the time somebody's settling for less. And you never know what the other person is feeling about you or what they're thinking about you. You know, there's been times where I thought we were just friends. It turns out she had feelings for me, and I didn't know until later on. I think it's best if we, you know, I think it's best if I don't be friends with the female. It's either relationships or, you know, like we're showing interest, obvious interest. Like, if I like you, you like me, okay, that's cool. You know, we're gonna treat it like that. We're not gonna hide nothing. Or maybe networking, business, relationships. But other than that, I don't think it's worth it. Yeah, that's what I got for this podcast episode. Hope you guys liked it. And I'm out, man. Peace.